I'm going to get out on a limb and predict the re-election of the president by a landslide. The president of Russia, that is.
News analyst Daniel Shore.
Vladimir Putin has rigged the election next Sunday, as he rigged the parliamentary election last December, when he disqualified many of the opposition, ensuring him complete control of the Duma. So completely is Putin in control that he has already fired his cabinet and named a new one. Prime Minister Mikhail Fradkov is an unprepossessing former head of the trade ministry. Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, former ambassador to the United Nations, spearheaded Russia's effort to condemn the American invasion of Iraq. 13 of 30 ministries were eliminated altogether. Putin continued to concentrate power in his own hands. Putin has talked of managed democracy, but his brand of democracy looks a lot more managed than democratic. Fellow alumni of the KGB are scattered throughout the government. The media are substantially under the president's control. Oil tycoon Mikhail Khodorkovsky, who tried to support opposition parties, is in jail. Masha Gessen, a Russian journalist, now a Nieman Fellow at Harvard, has written in the New Republic that what is happening in her country does not resemble a functioning democracy. The look-into-his-soul Bush flirtation with Putin appears to be over, or at least on hold. On January 26, Secretary of State Colin Powell had a long meeting with the Russian president and let it be known that he had criticized restrictions on free elections and the news media and the military campaign in Chechnya. Then Powell did the unusual thing of writing about it in a leading Russian newspaper, Izvestia. Certain developments in Russian politics and foreign policy in recent months have given us pause, Powell said in his essay. That Putin is in the doghouse with his one-time bosom friend George Bush is expected to have minimal effect on the Russian voters as they troop to the polls on Sunday. This is Daniel Shore.